did they come to you with the idea about wearing a new helmet?
What are you talking about?
The new Revolution helmet what are you wearing?
No, didn't nobody come to me about that. I did that on my own. I actually went to our trainers. I knew it's something that we've worked on for last couple of years. I mean, last probably about 3-4 years in the NFL, in high school, in colleges, and it's designed to supposedly be better. So my thing is, I need to play four quarters, and I wear whatever. You know, I wear some bologna on top of my head under my helmet if they tell me to, if it's going to help me stay in the game. You know, but sometimes hits you can't. No matter what you got on, you can't brace for them. You know, so. But it was fine. You know, it worked out. I finished the game, so it's fine.
Did you feel good today?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's probably as good as I'm going to feel. You know, it's a brutal game, man. It's tough. You know, it's 13 years is a long time. You know, you're grinding each and every week. From the start of the season to the end of the season, it's a grind. So when you're playing good football teams, you know it's going to be that way.
I know they spelled you. That must be unusual for you. I mean, just a little bit today.
Yeah. I can't argue with them, you know what I'm saying? I just work here, and I do whatever I think is best for the team. Whatever they feel is best for the team, that's what I'm going to do. And you know, there's always times when you always want to be on the field. You always want to be the one making the plays. And sometimes in a team game, it's not going to be that way sometimes. So, you know, my thing is the guys that David went in and made some plays, and I was having fun.
A lot of people didn't know what to make of this Broncos team after the first 2 weeks. The offense struggled. I mean, was this kind of a little bit of a statement game for you guys?
You don't speak for everybody nationally. No, but I understand your point.
I mean, look at the power rankings all over. People were like,
who makes power rankings? Some fat dude in his chair sitting his ass down there eating some chips or something, talking about he knows what the NFL is all about. And the thing is, honestly, the criticism we got in our first couple of weeks, we deserved, and we understood that, and that's why when we had our team meeting, we knew we had to buckle up as far as do our side, make sure our side of the ball was taken care of. And I think on the road, you had to be able to run the ball. Tatum did a great job. Guys up front did an excellent job against a good football team. A lot of different looks. Outside, we made the plays when we had to make them. Got a couple of big ones. Javon made some huge ones. You know, I tell him my job is to try to keep the sticks moving. I play 10 and a half yards at a time. You play 45 yards at a time. So, you know, the thing is, it works. And, you know, David came in and Brandon came in. We did a good job as a unit and helped our football team, and that's what you got to do.
Rob, of all your years out there, you've been able to play football and focus on only football out there, but did you think about the head at all, the hits at all, anything out there today, or are you still able to just focus on just playing?
If you start worrying about other stuff, you might as well get off the field. Honestly, you're going to get hurt when you're thinking about, well, I got to protect this, I got to protect that, because it's a football game, and people are going to get hit, and people are going to get dinged, and, you know, you're going to take some shots. I mean, my hip has been bothering me, and I took one right on the spot where it hurts the most, and I'm like, God, he should have hit me somewhere else. But you know what? You got to come back in the game, you got to keep making plays, and that's why I don't take every snap, because I have a guy behind me that can go in and make some plays, and that's what team football is all about. It's about going out there, and when you get your opportunity, take advantage of it. Regardless of when it is, you got to take advantage.
Is there any way to explain why this offense really was in gear tonight as opposed to the last couple of weeks? Was it the team meeting?
It's a combination of a lot of things. And I think it was definitely us understanding what each other wanted from each other. And we already knew that, but just you got to reiterate that those types of things at times. And at the same time, I think our coaching staff put a game plan together that was best suited for us. And I don't think it was really more of what they were doing, but more of what we'd do best, you know. And it wasn't really basic, but at the same time, it had enough wrinkles in it to keep them off balance. But it was basic enough to us where we could just go out and execute without a whole lot of thinking, you know. And that is what it's been like the last couple of weeks. They geared the offense toward more of what we like to do best. And we had a ton of guys come in and make some plays. And we have to do that, stay on the field, keep our defense on the bench, because when they go out there, they're causing havoc, getting us the ball right back. We got to keep it for a while so they can rest. And tonight, it was a good team win.
How impressed were you with Javon, the way he played and really kind of broke that game kind of open?
Yeah, it was, like I said, man, it was huge. And when you got a team and they kind of struggling to figure out what we're going to do with the running the ball, we run the ball so well. And when you can do that, and that's what I told Andrew Kramer yesterday, if we can run the football, we have a great chance, because you have to be able to run the ball against a football team like that. You got to get 3 yards when they stop us. You know, we got to get 3 yards, and we did that. And therefore, when you get a chance to go downfield, those things is one-on-one and that type of thing, and that's what we got. And he made some huge plays. And I got to say, I play my football game 10 and a half yards at a time, so I can keep the sticks moving. I told him to play his 30 yards at a time so he can get those big plays for us.
Thanks, Rob.
A little extra in the helmet.
No.
Same helmet?
No, I actually had a different helmet. I changed helmet. I changed it on my own. I went and asked them for a different helmet, and it was something that's different. It's a different feel than what I'm used to. I played with the same type of helmet my whole career, and my thing is to find a way to stay on the football field for four quarters, man. And it worked. It worked well because I took some shots, man, and it did the job. You know,
like
I don't
your
know.
First catch, you took one, didn't you?
First and second one, the third one. Yeah. You know, but the thing is that's going to happen. You know, I play an over the middle game, so I'm gonna be in there with a lot of traffic. You know, I asked Junior after the game why he hit me like that, and he's like, "Man, I was trying to make a play." I said, "Well, you did," because I end up. That he hit his helmet right on that ball, man, on a third down. And my thing is to try to keep the sticks moving. But, you know, for the most part, as a unit, you know, we did what we had to do in order to win the game, and it came out, and we came out on top.